post, get there first. The near post, get there first. Don't get there second, don't get there third. The near post, get there first. If it's for football news that you thirst, the near post, get there first.
Welcome to the Near Post. My name's Eamon Flanagan. We're talking football tonight across the Australian Community Network. We've got a special guest with us as well. Firstly, welcome to Fitzham Haptamurrian. How are you, Fitzham?
I'm fantastic. How are you going, Eamon?
Not too bad. You're looking fantastic in your Central Coast Mariners shirt, if I may say so.
Thank you very much. I think deservedly so.
Michelle Bertrand is here as always. How are you, Michelle?
Good evening, Australia. I'm well. Thank you.
And you're looking fantastic also in your Australian shirt. There's a bit of an Australian jersey there. And it's your birthday, Michelle.
It is.
So well done. 21 again, no doubt.
21, yes.
And we've also got Jeremy Haptamurrian. How are you, Jeremy?
Good, thank you.
Jeremy, how old are you?
13.
13, and you're a big football fan, and who's your favourite team in the A-League?
Melbourne Victory.
Melbourne Victory. Okay, we'll get back to talk to Jeremy a little bit more. Get some of his thoughts on who his favourite players are, etc., a little bit later. Now, what's coming up in the show, Michelle?
Well, in the first half hour, we're going to be talking about the Asian Champions League, the A-League, the Socceroos, and the Women's League. And who are we chatting with today, Eamon?
We're chatting to Stephen Roach, the Central Coast Mariners Women's League coach. So we've got all the big issues, quiz dedications and more. You can email us at nearpost2xx@gmail.com or catch us on the podcast on the blog on www.nearpost.blogspot.com. Show dedication this week. As always, we have a show dedication. Sepp Blatter. Everybody loves Sepp. FIFA president. and a man that everybody used to love, but I don't know, perhaps it's wearing out off a little bit, but Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. So they're both coming to the Champions League final in Adelaide, which shows the rest of Australia anyway, and how important this game is, that the FIFA president's coming and also the Prime Minister's flying over. So we know it's important, but it'll send a message. So dedicate the show to them. Well done, Kev.
And welcome aboard on the football train as
well. I can say I love him a little bit more now.
That's right. And our quiz question this week is name all the Australians who scored in the A-League last weekend. So get your thinking hats on. Name every Australian who scored in the A-League last weekend.
There's a minute to go at McKellar Stadium. Canberra United lead Sydney FC 1-0. Coach Robbie Hooker urges his player forward. Lydia Williams throws the ball to captain Ellie Brush. Hasn't she been good today? Brush plays a delightful ball to Chapman. The Matilda star drives to the line, across to the near post, and Caitlin Munoz volleys home. It's 2-0. Canberra United have the points. What a goal! What a game!
And you can catch Russ Gibbs and the team call all the Canberra United home games live and exclusive on 2XX 98.3 FM or streamed across the world. Go to www.nearpost.blogspot.com and follow the links. And we will be streaming the game, so that's great news. Now, the quiz question, name all the Australians who scored in the A-League this weekend. Jeremy, you're 13. Do you know anybody who scored?
Kevin Muscat.
Boo, Kevin Muscat. Yep, he got two penalties.
That was Melbourne.
Yeah, Billy Selesky.
So that's the Melbourne guys.
Out of just the Melbourne, yeah.
Don't you love how the kids just love their own team? Great work. Any more?
Travis Dodd,
another penalty, yeah.
Matt Simon got a double.
He did. You're going well. You're better than your dad and mum. Any more?
Nikita Rukovica's got a double too.
Nikita Rukovica, fantastic.
That's all I know.
That's pretty good. That's fantastic. That's better than your mum and dad have ever done. Michelle, any ideas? Or Fitzham, whatever.
What about Joel Griffith?
Joel Griffith got one, yeah, the Newcastle Jets.
And Mark Bridge?
Mark Bridge got a deflected, yep. Yeah.
Yes. Nick Merger.
Great to see him scoring again.
Okay. Yeah. He's back.
And I think, is that it?
Yeah,
I think that's about it.
You just missed two, Matt Mackay and Adam Casey.
Yeah, Matt doesn't score often, so we shouldn't forget that.
And certainly doesn't score at home. in fact, none of the Queensland boys score at home. So, yeah, it was a good round. Now, we've got some news. So what is the news, guys?
Well,
Canberra A-League bid is the biggest news in the expansion race, I think. Melissa Fisher has signed on as a supporter for the Canberra A-League bid, and the Canberra A-League bid will meet the FFA on Tuesday, the 18th of November. So we'll have big developments on that.
The FFA snapshot of interesting football facts, figures, trivias.
Okay, Central Coast came back from 3-0 down to stun Sydney FC. Game finished 3-3 in a great comeback.
Oh, in the W Women's League, Adelaide beat the Jets 3-2 to get their first win. And Canberra United beat the hot favourites Queensland 1-0, which is good news for us.
It sure is. Melbourne overcame Asian Champions League finalists 3-2 in a cracking game. And Jade North, news on him, Fenton?
Yeah, it sounds like Jade North might be heading north to
Townsville.
Yeah, I think that's his home area, so he's heading back there. And Edmundo Zuro is also flying home, not to Townsville, but he's off to Ecuador. He's gone.
And Nikolai Topostani, I think, is also rumoured to be going to Townsville.
May well be. Sports Performer Award nominees for the year. Hyundai A-League team Adelaide United has been nominated for the Team Performance of the Year. Adelaide United coach Aurelia Vidmar nominated for the Coach Performance of the Year. I'm quite astonished that the... They remember that Australian football has got to the final and deserve to be in there. So that's a sign of the times. And the Westfield Matilda, Westfield W League player, Elise Perry, she's been nominated for the Young Performer of the Year. I suspect she's also been nominated for her cricketing achievements as well, but that's good news. So, and you can go to the website and vote for those players as well as all the other sports. Overseas news?
Oh. Yeah, and Harry Kewell scores again for his team's win, a 3-1 win.
Is that three weeks in a row?
I think it's, sounds
like 3 weeks in a row. And Adrian Downs extends at Chesterfield.
Chesterfield, God.
Socceroos beat Thailand 1-0 in their World Cup qualifiers in Saudi Arabia. And Sam Munro scored on that goal, was a Canberra boy.
And they drew with Uzbekistan in their second game. Taj Minikon in the game, they drew 1-1. So now they play Jordan in the next game. And they basically need to get through that group and... the top four go to the World Cup, so they'll get into the quarter final if they get through that group. And the World Cup is, I think, from memory, in 2009 in Egypt.
And the Young Matildas had a 3-0.
Yeah, I think that's printed wrong. They had an 18-0 win over India.
Oh, yes, that's right. I did hear that.
Yeah. So
3-0 sounds better.
It does sound better. 3-0, apart from the other 15 that went in.
I'm not exactly sure.
The hot topic from the postbag this week, from the blog, I wrote it about the Canberra United Brisbane game, and I've had 55 replies to that, which is the most ever replies to one single post, whether it's Champions League, whether it's Wayne Rooney, whether it's Manchester United, whether it's Socceroos. So a phenomenal response to the women's game. Very, very interesting. And I think that's it. We're going to talk Asian Champions League in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Simon Hill from Fox Sports, and you're listening to The Near Post across the Australian Community Radio Network.
And Asian Champions League, it's fantastic. Australia, Adelaide United are off to play Gamba Osaka in Japan on Wednesday night, first leg. Two-legged final, the Asian Champions League. Australian club has reached it. What do you think, Michelle?
Well, it's great to see that Adelaide is there already. They're looking ready. The players look relaxed, and I think they can win.
I think they do look relaxed. I would actually say they look pretty tired against Melbourne.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, but I mean, they had a lot of travel. But
I saw them on the news, some of the players. They looked relaxed, and they were sightseeing around or
looking
around.
Once they got
to
Japan, that is. But on the weekend, they looked, especially from Travis Dodd's comments, they were pretty much worn out, I think.
They were. And I think also they've cancelled the game on the weekend against the Central Coast, I think it was.
Yep.
So it means they've got the game on Wednesday and then they've got a week off until the next game. So it's a nice, you know, they can't really complain about the travel, I don't think.
No, well, not after this game. I think they've had now about, they played on Friday and they've had about 4 days to recover, 4 or 5 days before their game.
Now, it's not going to be easy. I think the Gamba Osaka, I mean, they thumped Melbourne. I know they beat them 4-3 and 2-0, but I mean, I think they were convincing wins, really. And they've also scored the most goals of any team in the Asian Champions League.
Yeah, but their group wasn't that. Yeah.
No, the group wasn't so good. Adelaide, no. Well, that's true. And the Adelaide game, well, they only had Melbourne, didn't they? That's right, yeah. And the Adelaide game, Adelaide, of course, have conceded the least amount of goals.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. The defence have been pretty good.
And one of the guys that caused Melbourne a lot of trouble was Barre. Now, he's long gone.
The big Brazilian has left, which can only be better for Adelaide. Although Adelaide, I think, compared to Melbourne, have got a much better defence anyway.
Now, both stadiums are pretty small, 17 or 18,000, I think 21, 22 in Japan. So it's not going to be a massive crowd that are going to be playing in front of. They're about fifth Gambara in the J League, but... you know, apparently they're a very technical side. We've seen them play before. They'll keep the ball well. I think they will really test Adelaide in the first leg.
They will, but then again, I think they talk about how Gamba are such a great team, but I think they kind of got away with it against Urawa Reds, because I think Urawa did well away, and I think Urawa should have played a little bit better. Otherwise, the way it ended up, that they scored, you know, a couple of quick goals and to win 3-1 away, I think it's more Urawa lost it than Gamba won it.
Was Lucas the Brazilian playing in that game?
Yes, he was.
Okay, so he's still around. Also, Yoshito Endo, the star midfielder, yep. I think he's a beautiful player to watch.
Yeah, he's a great player.
They've got a few others. They've got a fullback, Yasuda. They've got a whole heap of them. They are great to watch. They have scored a lot of goals, but they've used the Brazilians primarily to do that.
Yeah, but then again, Adelaide have beaten the last Japanese. I guess champions, so I can't see why they can't beat Gamba.
Now, Adelaide are definitely into the World Club Championship. Play teams like Manchester United or whatever. So it's a question of whether they get into the group stage or they have to play the New Zealand side, Waitakere United, in the playoff. But either way, they're in. Adelaide are going to get loads of money, and football's all about money. So a lot of money coming into Adelaide for the Champions League, Asian Champions League and the World Club Championship. I mean, this changes the face of football, doesn't it, really?
Definitely. I think it's everything, every team's dream to be able to get to that and be able to, I guess, represent Australia.
I think we'll definitely have a different profile now in the A-League anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. They were saying that the J-League players, Eddie Bosner was on SBS saying that, J-League don't really take Australian clubs, they take the national team seriously, but not the club side. But I think that's all changed with Adelaide run to the final. And the thing is, once we get to the final once, there's a great chance we can get there again, isn't there?
Definitely. I think the precedent will be set by Adelaide for the rest of the A-League teams to chase.
Philly Newcastle Jets will be there next time.
You're dreaming. They don't have any players left, do they? Jay North's gone. Edmund is their own, but never mind. We'll see how they go next year. But
if they lose Jade North, I don't know.
There's a big sort of myth, I suppose, about Japanese football playing a lot of money. But Scott McIntyre's written an interesting article this week saying how they do pay a lot of money for the players, but this club Gamba have actually moulded a lot of their own players from, and basically they come down from the under. They have a club side from, yeah, they come through from year one, year two, year three, all the way through to year six, high school. They have a six full time coaches for the year 10s, 11s, and 12s, and five of them are born in Osaka. So when people say Australians can't coach, well, I mean, years ago we would have said the Japanese wouldn't know anything about football coach. So if they can produce that sort of quality, there's great. Reason we should be resourcing our own coaches and players.
Definitely. I think the more time and the more finances that we spend on teaching our coaches, the better players we'll have from juniors.
But the A-League is only in the third year, is it? And look at it, we're already already in the Asian Champions League.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So big players for Adelaide. Diego's back. I think he's a really crucial player. Who are you looking for Adelaide to?
I probably think they would go through Diego and Travis Dodd.
They'll be the key players, yeah. Well, we can't argue with that.
Well, and Cassio, if you can score another free kick like he did on the weekend, it was his first goal and a special goal as well. So
yeah, it's about time he scored a free kick, because he's supposed to be a free kick specialist.
That's what they talked about for the last couple of years.
Yeah, and we've never seen him actually get anywhere near the target.
No, well, that was a Brazilian goal, so...
it was a Brazilian goal. I was going to say it was a Joel Griffiths goal, but there you go.
Yes.
So, okay, predictions then, Jeremy. Adelaide away to Gamba Osaka. Prediction for the first leg.
Nil all.
We love 0-0. That'd be a fantastic result, wouldn't it?
Oh, well, I'm going for a goal for Adelaide. It's going to score.
Yeah, I think they need to score. I think even if they lose 2-1, probably better than 0-0.
Yeah, I was going to say 2-1 to Gamba, which would be wouldn't be a bad thing to come back with.
And young Sammy at the back of the studio. How old are you, Sammy?
Seven.
And you want to make your prediction?
1-0 to Adelaide.
1-0 to Adelaide, says Sammy. Thank you very much, Sammy. So there you go. The whole family united. all right. What have we got now? We've got to talk W League. And I've got an interview with Stephen Roach, the coach of the Central Coast Mariners. They play Canberra United this weekend. We'll be covering that game live. So if you're listening across the Australian Community Radio Network, go to the Near Post blog, nearpost.blogspot.com. Pick up the stream and you can listen to the Central Coast Mariners versus Canberra United. Russ Gibbs will be doing the call. Now, Stephen Roach, coach, they've had Central Mariners coach, they've had a win and a loss, and they're coming to take on the mighty Canberra United, who have also had a loss and, most notably, though, a win against the favourites, Queensland Roar. Here's what Stephen Roach had to say about how the team's going and about the coming game.
I'm joined now by our Central Coast Mariners coach, Stephen Roach. Now, you've had two games into the W League. You lost your first game to Melbourne Victory, but I noticed, obviously, you'd be glad to get the win under your belt against Perth. 3-1 looked pretty convincing. How'd the season going?
Yeah, so far the first game we didn't travel too well, a little bit flat, but definitely the second game was a little bit sharper, and I think the girls wanted to prove a point, so yeah, we definitely played a lot better in the second match against Perth.
You've got Jill Foster, I know, a former Matilda, but basically, Stephen, would you say you've got quite a young side?
Yeah, with Jill and Taryn Rockle, I'd say they're the experienced girls on the side, and yeah, the rest of the girls are fairly young. We've got a couple of girls that are 24, 25 that play in the Premier State League in New South Wales, which are okay, and they're a little bit experienced. But yeah, majority young girls.
This weekend, obviously, you're facing Canberra United. Now, I'm based in Canberra, so I'm a bit biased, but they had an outstanding win, I think, against probably one of the favourites, Queensland. So what are your thoughts on the upcoming game?
Yeah, we're definitely a little bit surprised to hear the result, but I think Robbie Hooker said that now it sort of opens it up and says that, you know, anyone can beat anyone. So I'd say with the players that have been moving around, and Canberra's got a couple of Queenslanders and a couple of New South Welshmen and a couple of players from Canberra as well, it's evened the competition up. Same with Melbourne, getting a couple of their signings from New Zealand and Canada. So it's probably evened the competition up.
So, Stephen, with your own side, the Mariners, how, you know, two games in, you've got 3 points, which is, I guess, is pretty good. Where do you feel you're at in terms of your development? Obviously, you haven't had a lot of time. None of the sides have had a lot of time to put their players and their squads and their training methods together. But where do you think you're sitting at the moment?
Again, it's difficult to say because everyone's still sort of finding their legs, and you've got, you know, young Matildas away at the moment, and the preparation's been a little bit difficult for all the clubs with, you know, with Matilda camps and young Matilda camps and then the under-17s camps because there's a few players in them as well. So, yeah, it's still hard to tell where everyone's sitting, especially with Adelaide upsetting the Jets as well. And, yeah, so there's a few results that are going where people aren't think they're meant to be going. So it will be interesting.
Now, for people coming to the game this weekend, who are some of the key players that they should look out for on the Mariners side?
I've got a bit of a tough choices to make this week with the young Matildas coming back from Kuala Lumpur, but they come back on the day that we play. So if they're picked, I suppose you'd be looking at Kai Simon and Karina Rowe and Teresa Polite, those three girls coming back. But it depends whether they're fit and ready to go, or they're going to be too tired to be up for selection. So if they're not up for selection, I suppose we've still got Steph Hayne, who's playing right up front, Trudy Camilleri, we've still got Caitlin Cooper, who runs the back line. So yeah, there's still some good players to look at if those three aren't available.
And who are you? Do you any players on the Canberra United side that you fear at this stage?
Again, probably if Ash Sykes comes back, she's very quick and she can destroy a back line, so we'll be a little bit wary of her. And again, we heard that Caitlin Bunos is not playing, still injured, so we would have been worried about Caitlin, but we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, you can tell your fans that the camera will be streaming the game or calling the game live, and it will be streamed across Australia so people can listen to wherever they are. And we look forward to welcoming you to camera, Stephen, on the weekend.
Yep, looking forward to it.
Stephen Roach, the Central Coast Mariners coach. Now, the game on the weekend was on the ABC. Canberra United beat Queensland Raw 1-0. I quite enjoyed that game.
Oh, definitely. It was. Unfortunately, I didn't get to watch all of it, but it was a great start. And I guess it's an era for a women's game.
Canberra listeners can hear Caitlin Munoz on the air from 7 o'clock, so she'll no doubt go through the game in a little bit more detail and analysis than I would, but certainly, yeah, I thought the Canberra side are very organised. Robbie Hooker's got them very organised. And, yeah, they've got a bit of pace. They've got a good structure. So, yeah, it's good to see. And they're getting a win away to Queensland, who have a lot of Matildas in their team, like Kate McShay, Alicia Ferguson, particularly in the back line, Lauren Calthorpe, Claire Pockenhorn. So, you know, they're as good a back line as you're going to get. And, you know, in the second half, they had to dig deep. Queensland were particularly strong outside the box, not too strong around the box.
I think they're close favourites with Sydney.
Yeah, they are. They had a few players away, of course, as we did Canberra United. Now, the results on the weekend, Adelaide United 3-2. Sandra Scalzi scored a hat-trick, so good on her. That was a bit of a shock as well, because Newcastle Jets had beaten Canberra the first week. So a good win for Adelaide. And who else we've got? We've got Queensland Roar 0, Canberra United for the record. Cara Mowbray scored that one against her old state. Sydney FC 2, Melbourne Victory 1. Nicole Bolger, Lena Karmas and Sarah Grunewald for Melbourne Victory. And in the final game, Perth went down to the Central Coast Mariners 3-1. Shannon May scored for Perth late on, but Trudy Kilimiri and Renee Rollison got 2. So that sets it up. Sydney top of the ladder with 6 points and everybody else on 3 bar Perth. So everyone's got a good start bar Perth, I guess. Fixtures this weekend?
This weekend on the Saturday, we've got Melbourne Victory versus Perth Glory, which is played at Bob Jane Stadium. And the second game on the Saturday is Newcastle Jets and Queensland. On the Sunday, we've got Adelaide United and Sydney FC, and are on Canberra United against Central Coast at McKellar Park.
So Canberra fans and fans of the women's game, from wherever you are, you can listen to the Canberra show coming up at 7 o'clock with Caitlin Munoz, and have a big focus on the women's league. We're going to cross live to the McKellar Stadium, see how the grass is growing and see if our technology works for the game. And also you can catch it on the Caitlin interview on the podcast on the blog. Now we're going to talk A-League.
Soccer is in Asia, will they make it to the cup? The near post will wish them luck. The near post will wish them luck.
We do wish the Socceroos luck, but we're actually going to talk A-League. So, okay, last weekend, Newcastle Jets.
Lost to Queensland.
So, Michelle, I know that's your favourite team, but another away win for Queensland.
Yeah, Queensland is doing their best away. I don't know why they can't win at home.
No, and Perth Glory got a win 2-0 against...
That was a good game.
That's good. So it keeps Perth... Perth are away, I think, this week to Newcastle. So yes, that will... if they can get another 3 points there, they're right back in for the place. Now, also, we've got to talk Melbourne Victory Adelaide. Jeremy, you watched that game?
Yeah, I did. It was a very good game.
Okay, what was your favourite bit of the game?
The end
when your team had won. What about the diving? Did you see any diving in that game?
Oh, yeah. Cristiano
went over. So what do you think about that? You're a bit of a player, play locally for a couple of teams or academy. Would you ever do that in a game?
Possibly, no. Probably not.
Not on radio anyway. Not on radio. Now, what do you think about that? Do kids copy that sort of thing, do you think? Or?
Some do. Some don't, I don't know.
If you're, I know you're a bit of a tricky dicky on the ball and you're an attacking player, so you're going in the box, it's a 2-2, it's last few minutes and there's a chance to go down.
Possibly,
that's good. So we're going to blame Cristiano for that. No, it's not good. We'll blame Cristiano for that. Who is, just out of interest, in the A-League, who's your favourite player?
Archie Thompson,
why is he your favourite player?
Because, I don't know, he's a great player, pretty skillful.
He's pretty skillful. Now, I know you watch a lot of football, even though your mum and dad probably say you shouldn't. Australian football, you happy with Australian football?
Yeah, I think it's really started to grow.
Really started to grow.
It works.
Yeah, it does. It does work. It works for me. And you're into Real Madrid and all that stuff. Who do you prefer to watch, Real Madrid, Glasgow Celtic or Melbourne Victory?
I'd have to go Real Madrid, please.
Real Madrid. And then what about Celtic or Victory?
Melbourne
Victory, okay. Well, we'll have to do a bit of work on you.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, what did you think? There's some cracking games. Sydney, Central Coast, Melbourne, Adelaide. Sydney, how do you draw 3-0 when you're 3-0 up and the ball's in front of you and you're about to make it 4-0? There's no way you can lose that game, is there? Or draw that game?
I think that's what they thought.
Well,
Central Coast have shown that they can do it twice. They did it against Adelaide and again against...
Sydney FC.
Sydney were 3-0 up, but I mean, it should have been probably about 6-3 at the state at the time. The Mariners have missed a lot of chances, haven't they?
They did. I think Sydney FC's second keeper did extremely well.
He did, Ivan Chesky. Good keeper, good signing.
He did very well. I don't know if they want Bolton back after that or not.
No, but he did let 3 goals in.
Well, I'm not sure if it's him or it's the strikers. I think the strikers did a better job than...
Now, let's give a bit of praise to the Central Coast. They've been bagged by many people last season. But, I mean, they really played with heart and with passion. And Nicky Merger, Matt Simon, Brad Porter, I really liked his contribution as well. fair bit of skill around the park as well.
Yeah, and it's the amazing thing is there's a couple of weekends in a row that Laurie's played with more than one or two strikers on the field as well.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. But it's, but again, you see, I think Sydney, obviously Sydney were a bit weaker at the back, had a few changes. They got away with it against Melbourne.
Mm.
But the second week, you kind of get caught out, I think.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, I mean, I was talking to you earlier, and I'd rather watch a Sydney FC and Central Coast game than some of the English Premier League games that we're watching. It's very entertaining.
That's right. I think people are quick to criticise the Australian game sometimes, and you think, well, Adelaide Melbourne, that was a great game.
It was.
And Adelaide and Melbourne had so many players out, like Hernandez, Archie Thompson, Jeremy's favourite player, but they were still able, and Ney Fabiano, can't even remember when he last played. But, you know, it was still a great game, and they came back. But also, Sydney FC, I mean, I just think they're the most overrated team in the league.
I think so. I think from the beginning they were supposedly the favourites. I can't see that.
Now Perth are only 6 points behind Sydney. Now Perth are rubbish according to everybody, but they're only 6 points behind. Now that's not a lot to me in a league that's, you know, quite close. They could still get in the four.
And they seem to be doing better. See, as Sydney's going the opposite way, I think.
Yeah, Sydney. I think they've been
inconsistent.
Looking.
Yeah. Definitely.
Melbourne victory top of the league, Adelaide now joint top, Sydney followed by the Roar. The Roar, of course, I think they're at home this weekend to the victory, so that means the Roar lose, doesn't it, Jeremy?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think they do.
So, well, Jeremy, chance for you with your knowledge. Sydney, Wellington, Phoenix, give us a...
I'd have to probably go. I reckon there'll be an upset. Oh. Wellington.
I was going to say an upset Sydney, but there you go. I think you're probably right. An upset for Wellington. Queensland Roar, Melbourne victory. Jeremy?
Melbourne, definitely.
Okay, flogging. That's talking like a true fan. That'll be a 1-0 flogging, will it?
Maybe six.
Okay, Frankie Farina. Better get it.
A repeat of the Jets game.
So then, the Perth Glory versus Newcastle Jets. Now, this is an important game, I think, for Perth Glory because they can go... They're actually on the same points as the Jets.
I think they're playing at home, Perth, aren't they?
They are at home, yeah. I got it wrong before. Yeah. What do you think?
I would have to go with a 2-2 draw.
A 2-2 draw, that's a big call. Okay, last time they were there, I think Jade North scored in the
dime minute. The 93rd minute, I think it was.
But I think Perth are a bit more organised. And, of course, Edmund Azura's gone. They've only got Joel Griffith up front. So
they can't seem to sign a foreigner that's going to stick around and do their job.
No, I think that says more about the chairman.
I was impressed with Daddy in the game.
Yeah.
He's come back well.
Yeah. Okay. All right, and the Mariners-Adelaide game, of course, is postponed for the following week, which is good because that's the Socceroo weekend and there's no games, but it means we'll still get a game of football.
Mm.
And I like that. I don't like my breaks. Now, we've got to go. Thanks very much. Thanks to Jeremy particularly. Thanks to Capital Football for the support. Wherever you're going, enjoy your football. And remember to Adelaide, if you're going to the Near Post...
Get there first.
Near Post, get there first. The Near Post, get there first. Don't get there second, don't get there third. The Near Post, get there first if it's for football news that you thirst. The Near Post, get there first.
And in a moment we'll have the local football show with Aaron Walker, Tim Skinner and Caitlin Munoz. And we'll also cross live to Russ Gibbs. I'm going to play a little bit of music while we just do a quick changeover.
Good evening, listeners, and welcome to The Near Post. I'm your host for tonight, Aaron... Hang on, we're right with you. I'm your host for tonight, Aaron Walker, and alongside me is someone regular listeners may remember from when he was interviewed a couple of weeks ago on the Near Post, and that's my co-host tonight, Tim Skinner. Good evening, Tim.
Good evening.
As always, I'd like to start off with a huge thanks to Capital Football for supporting the show and allowing us to keep you up to date with all of Canberra's latest football news. We've got a huge show coming up for you where we'll be having a look at the local football headlines. Later, we'll be catching up with Canberra United's Caitlin Munoz after Canberra United's historic first W League win. And we've also got roving reporter Russ Gibbs live from McKellar Stadium to give us an insight into the ground ahead of Canberra United's first W League home match. And guys, if you do have any local football stories you think we might be interested in, or even if you don't, just send them in to us at thenearpost2xx@gmail.com. Okay, guys, and now after that, we'll ready to go with the news. Canberra A-League Night with Ned Zelich, Danny Moulis and Ivan Slavich is coming up on Thursday at the Canberra Deacon Club from 5:30 to 7:30. If you're interested in attending that, go to www.leagueforcanberra.com.au.
And also we have Melissa Fisher joins up as a Canberra A-League supporter, which is fantastic news. the Canberra A-League bus to Sydney, which is on the December the 21st. Join up for that. Show your support for the Canberra A-League bid. There'll be media coverage, and it's a trip to remember. For just $85, you get a shirt, a ticket, and the bus will bring you home as well, which is even better. So grab some football fans, kids, your mum and dad, and make it a day for Canberra football. Again, go to that website, www.ateam4canberra.com. Also, we have Kofi Danning signs a two-year deal with Sydney FC First Team.
We also have former Canberran Stevie Hayes is currently training with Sydney FC, so watch out for developments there.
And in Canberra United news, the A-League Foundation members get free entry to the W League games, so sign up now to get your entry for the game against Central Coast at the weekend.
Canberra United managed to beat the Roar 1-0 in Brisbane, and we'll talk W League in just a moment.
We'll also have Sam Munro's under-19 young Socceroos had their first win in the Asia Cup in Saudi Arabia. 1-0 over Thailand, and Sam scored the only goal. Nice one, Sam.
And the young Matildas have had a very impressive 18-0 win against India in their Asia Cup game in Malaysia. Adelaide's Ashley Sykes, Bronwyn Studman, Ashley Sykes, Bronwyn Studman, and Chrissy Walters getting a taste of life in Kuala Lumpur.
And in Canberra, a new radio show will start this Sunday, 3 to 5, on 2XX 98.3 FM. In fact, right here, if you're listening. So, more football than you could ever dream of on the Canberra airwaves. Host galore as well.
And Players FC are offering training for anyone from ages 3 through to 14 most nights of the week, and you don't need to be a member of the club. Go to players.wordpress.com. We also have the bus trip to Sydney for Sydney FC coming up. And so if you want to join the bus to watch Sydney FC play and show your support for the Canberra A-League bid, go to ateamforcanberra.com.
And also in a show of Canberra sporting unity, the Raiders Army, the Canberra Raiders fan group, are in talks with Capital Punishment as the two groups work together to build a football supporters group. Of course, many Raiders fans are also football fans as well, so we definitely welcome the initiative.
There's a minute to go at McKellar Stadium. Canberra United lead Sydney FC 1-0. Coach Robbie Hooker urges his player forward. Lydia Williams throws the ball to captain Ellie Brush. Hasn't she been good today? Brush plays a delightful ball to Chapman. The Matilda star drives to the line, across to the near post, and Caitlin Munoz volleys home. It's 2-0. Canberra United have the points. What a goal! What a game!
And you can catch Russ Gibbs and the team call all the Canberra United home games live and exclusive on 2XX 98.3 FM or streamed across the world. Go to www.nearpost.blogspot.com and follow the links.
And just speaking of Caitlin Munoz, we just happen to be lucky enough to have her in the studio today to speak about the impressive win they had over the weekend against the Queensland Roar. So, Caitlin, what have your impressions been of the W League so far?
My impression of the W League has been awesome. I mean, you know, some of the football that's been shown on TV with the live games, I mean, a lot of people obviously wouldn't know how women play football, but, hopefully the standard's been good and everyone's been impressed with it.
What have you thought about the first two games that you guys at Canberra United have played?
First game against Newcastle Jets probably was a bit disappointing not to come away with the win. We had a lot of opportunities and we really should have finished them. And, they were lucky to get, you know, two goals on us. But, the game against the Roar was unbelievable. The girls were very much underdogs. And, you know, to go out up in Queensland on, you know, not such a good ground and, come away with a win was really good.
Have you been keeping up with many of the other games that have been going on that haven't involved your own team?
A couple of girls send you text messages going around the results and that. But, obviously we're just trying to focus on our kind of, you know, run through the league. But obviously you want to hear what the other results are to see where you are on the ladder and, you know, just how other teams are going. But it's pretty close competition this year.
Are there any teams that you guys have spoken about at training or in team meetings that you think are the benchmark for the league that you are worrying about?
I'd probably have to say Sydney FC watching their game against Perth. They pretty much, you know, took control of the game in every aspect and Perth didn't really have, you know, any chances or anything.
Do you guys have any goals for the season? Like, have you set, you're obviously after a top four spot, anything higher than that or anything different?
I don't know, I guess, yeah, obviously everyone wants to win the league, but realistically I think, yeah, you know, we're looking to try to get top four, make the semis and then, you know, just go on from there.
Now, personally for you, you're injured at the moment. Last I heard, you were targeting a round 5 return. Is there any updates on that?
No real updates. I mean, our team doctor's away at the moment, so I haven't really had a chance to go back and see him. But, yeah, they initially told me 4 weeks, so, you know, I'm counting down the weeks, and hopefully that's be ready for the home game against Adelaide.
So this week you guys have the Central Coast Mariners at home. Have you managed to see any of their games or know anything about their results?
We haven't seen any of the games. You know, we saw a couple of the highlights on the game on the weekend. But, yeah, I mean, we know a lot of the players, so we're just going to try to, you know, manage them how we can and kind of just go out and play our own game.
Yeah, I must say I went down to the victory game in Melbourne a couple of weeks ago, and I caught the second half of that, and they were playing the Central Coast Mariners there, and I thought they were reasonably impressive. They had a blonde number 5 whose name escapes me. She was out on the wing, and I thought she was very, very impressive, heads and shoulders above anything else that they had on that day. So probably something to look out for there.
So, yeah, it's great to have the games covered on the ABC. You mentioned it earlier. Do you think that'll help boost the profile of women's football in Australia?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we've never really had any of our games televised before, you know, I mean, bar the World Cup games. And, you know, for them to be backing us and supporting the W League is just phenomenal. And, you know, I mean, they do so well with the women's basketball and netball. You know, we're really happy that they're on board with us.
And have you had any positive feedback from friends or family to say, look, it's, you know, it's really good, especially with Julie Murray, because she's a FIFA ambassador, isn't she, as well?
She is, yeah.
So, and Cam Barron.
Yeah, I mean, it's brilliant to have Julie Murray on the you know, the panel and commentating and that. She knows, you know, she's been around the football for a while and knows a couple of us girls, so it's good to have someone that knows what she's talking about, you know, doing that. And, yeah, she's from Canberra, which is brilliant as well.
Now, I heard that it's great for you guys that you've got the TV coverage, obviously on free-to-air on the ABC, and I think you had 125,000 viewers watching the game on the weekend. Now, that outrated the A-League. That's obviously fantastic news for the W-League.
That's brilliant news. I mean, that's kind of the first I've heard of it, but I know we went down to the Tradies Club and there was a couple of people there watching it with us, which was good. So they you know, put it on for us on the big screens, which was awesome.
So how far do you think the W League can go? Are they looking? Do you know if they're looking to introduce new teams and getting a longer season? I mean, this season's very short. It's a 10-game season, so obviously a trial season. Do you know if they're looking to build on that?
To be honest, I mean, we don't really know too much about what's going to happen in the future. We're just obviously happy that the Westfield W League is, you know, finally come around. And I don't know how many more teams they can get. Not sure. You know, I think we're probably going to try to stick with the A League maybe and just continue, you know, going on how many teams they have and whatnot. But, yeah.
Yeah, so it would definitely be good if the additional A-League teams are coming into it. North Queensland and Gold Coast would both have a women's team, you would hope, and then that would expand the league. Okay, we're just going to cross to a promo now. So,
I'm Amy Chapman from the Matildas, and you're listening to the Near Post on 2XX 98.3 FM.
Okay, and now we're back with Caitlin. And so, Tim, what was your impressions of the game of the weekend, the game against the Queensland Roar?
Yeah, it was really good. As you mentioned earlier, Queensland were supposedly massive favourites and they had a lot of Matildas players. Obviously, we had a few players out like yourself and then a few of the youngsters away with the young Matildas. But I was really impressed. I thought that Canberra was really well organised. I thought the support from Robbie on the sidelines was fantastic. And you saw the passion that he had. I think that really transmitted, and I really liked the way that their style. I mean, I'm a central defender as well, so I just loved the way that the Canberra defence just got rid of it and played it simple. I thought it was really good.
Tim, did you catch any of Robbie's comments on the line?
The TV? I can't possibly.
You can't repeat them on there. They were great.
So I was really impressed with. Obviously, we were very fortunate with the goal. But I think, to be honest, we dominated them anyway, so it was really good. I was really impressed.
I think, Caitlin, you'd probably have a better idea than me, but you seem to have a very solid plan for the team. The defence was very no-nonsense. You just get rid of it straight away. The midfield really challenged hard. There was a lot of huge hits. I wasn't expecting that, to be honest. And you got a lot of pace up front. They've got Mowbray. Carla Mowbray?
Cara
Mowbray. Yep. Yeah, she had a lot of pace up front, and so you put a lot of through balls through there. And the Queensland defence seemed to want to play it around a lot in there, and they were making a couple of mistakes. I was just waiting for you to capitalise on that.
Sorry, Caitlin, we're going to interrupt you just there. We're going to go back to McKellar Stadium and cross there now. We've got Russ Gibbs out at the stadium. And Russ, we'd like to get an update on a bit of a preview from yourself on the game and also on the state of the pitch. How are things going there, Russ?
Thanks, guys. Well, it is pretty blustery and cold here. We were wondering if you were going to come over. We're a bit freezing up here at, just outside the main commentary box area at McKellar Stadium. And I can look down on the field at the moment, and the pitch is looking pretty good. And it's much better than what the girls had to play on up at Newcastle and at Perry Park last weekend. Looking at it, I had a chat with Chris Goddess from Capital Football today. He tells me that they've contracted the groundsman out. He's been down here with a heavy roller. You can see a few tyre marks on the field at the moment, but nothing too bad. And I think it'll grow out by the weekend. They're aiming to cut it on Sunday morning, as far as I'm aware. But conditions are pretty good. They're a bit blustery at the moment. Obviously, on the weekend, we're hoping that it's going to be a beautiful day and we can get some good football played. Staying with a bit of Canberra United news, of course, Canberra United recorded their first victory in the W League with a hard-fought 1-0 win over competition favourites Queens and Raw at Perry Park on Saturday afternoon. A solitary goal from Brisbane-born striker Cara Mowbray, capitalising on a calamitous error from the Raw keeper Lara Boone after 16 minutes, proved the difference in a tight encounter. For United defenders Thea Slatje and Rebecca Keating were in great form, but player of the match honours went to midfield dynamo Sian Maciejewski. She was outstanding. Elsewhere, only Rollison brace in the last 5 minutes, one from the penalty spot, helped Central Coast Mariners to a 3-1 win over Perth Glory at Parramatta. This was the first win for the Mariners also, who faced United on Sunday evening at McKellar Park in what's building into a big match. With both sides having a wealth of representative talent at their disposal, an entertaining game is in the offing. As the boys mentioned in the news, staying with the Canberra United players, youngster Ashley Sykes certainly had her scoring boots on during the weekend, smashing 4 goals for the young Matildas as they thrashed India 18-0 in an AFC Under-19 Championship qualifier. Bronwyn Stubman and Christine Walters were also part of the squad, with Stubman also finding her way onto the score sheet. Iran and Thailand are next up for the girls, who are hoping to secure enough points to qualify for the final stages. Got a bit of injury news. You've got Caitlin in the studio there. Of course, you know all about her grade 2 medial ligament, aiming to be back against Adelaide in round 5. Helly Crawford had surgery last week and all went well. She's waiting for confirmation, hoping to be back for the match against Perth.
Now, Russ,
and Rhiann Davis may be back for round 4 there, after her work commitments. And of course, Bronwyn Stubman, Christine Walters and Ashley Sykes, they fly back from on Sunday morning from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. They'll be available for selection for the match here at McKellar. And speaking of the match here at McKellar, we'll be on air for the whole of the match. We're hoping to get Caitlin up here before kickoff to have a quick chat with us to help us build the atmosphere for the game between the Canberra United and the Central Coast Mariners. We encourage everybody to get down here to watch it. It's going to be a cracking encounter with the kickoff at 5 p.m.
Thanks for that, Russ. And now we're back here with Caitlin and Tim. So getting back to the game on the weekend, which we were briefly discussing about. Caitlin, I said you had obviously a very structured plan. Did you guys have a big discussion about that going into the game?
Yeah, I mean, Hooks mentioned some stuff at training. You know, we wanted to kind of get in behind them with the pace of our two strikers. And I think the girls did that really well. And, you know, our midfield dominated, considering the midfield that Queensland Raw had. I mean, they're well, you know, pretty well experienced Matildas and whatnot. But, I mean, our defence was solid. I mean, didn't really look threatening that much. And, I guess Hooks has been working a lot on defence lately.
Did he have a look at the Queensland Raw ahead of the game? Did Hooks sit down and have a look at their DVDs or videos or whatever you guys have and try and work out their weaknesses?
I'm not sure if he actually did that, but I mean, a lot of the girls, like you said, are in the Matilda squad, so he's been assistant coach for a couple of years now, so we kind of know how everybody plays, and we kind of just used our strengths against what they had, and it paid off for us.
That's obviously a huge advantage to have his knowledge of all the best players in the league, effectively, I guess.
And
you yourself, obviously, you know, in the Matildas squad, you know, how do you think that helps a lot?
It helps. Like, I've played with some of the girls for, you know, nearly 10 years now. So, obviously, we know what they can and can't do. But I think the league's going to be, you know, the players that kind of aren't in the Matildas, that's going to really stand up and surprise a couple of people because, obviously, we don't know what they're capable of.
And do you think the fact that now we've got the W League back, you know, a women's league going again in Australia, do you think that can only be good for the strength of the Matildas in the World Cup and in Asia and everything else?
Oh, I definitely think it's going to, you know, strengthen the Matildas. It's going to, you know, make people work harder to keep their spot in the team because, I mean, there's a lot of players out there that obviously, you know, come back to playing after a couple of years off that now want to, you know, step up and up to the next level. And, it's just going to make the competition harder for spots and people are going to have to work a lot harder to keep their spot there.
Great. So out of the Canberra girls, who's particularly impressed you so far? Has there been any surprise packets that you didn't know so well before the season started? Or
It's not so much that I didn't know them. I mean, Sian Maciejewski has played brilliant in both games. Grace Gill's also played in the centre mid. You know, both of them to have held the game, you know, really well. They've directed play and haven't let too many people get in behind them, which is what Hooks has been asking them to do. And, there's
Carla and Sasha up front, their pace is just unbelievable. Like, if you can keep up with them, you know, good luck to you.
Now, again, we've got to interrupt there. We're going to go straight back over to McKellar. I think there's been a goal scored. We've got Russ Gibbs online. Russ, has there been a goal scored? Has there been a goal scored at McKellar, Russ? What's the situation?
Well, I think there has. I can see two birds on the pitch over there on the far-hand side. There's a little couple of parakeets or something. I'm pretty sure one of them's 6 yards out looking to volley in across from the other one that seems to be out on the wing. There's no goals up here at the moment, though, so it's a bit tricky for them. Maybe they're using jumpers for goalposts, Emin.
Can you hear me, Russ? No.
Yes, I can hear you, mate.
Yes, you can. Oh, we've got a bit of delay happening. If I could just ask you a question. I was discussing this the other day. What do you think would be the maximum capacity of the ground out there?
Oh, it's difficult to say. I mean, this stand that we're in here, I think, holds a few hundred. But there's grass banking on three sides of the ground here at McKellar, so you could get, depending on how many people want to crush into the ground, I reckon you could get 4,000 or 5,000 here comfortably.
5,000? What kind of crowd are they expecting this weekend, do you know?
Not sure for certain. I mean, we're hopeful. The attendance up at Perry Park on the weekend was just over the 600 mark. Up at Newcastle the week before was just over the 1,000 mark. So if we can get something upwards of 1,500, we'll be absolutely fantastic. Hopefully we're going to create a good atmosphere. I understand it's only $5 to get in, $2 for concessions. If you've got an A-League membership, you get in for free. So let's get everybody down here and support the girls in their endeavour to get 3 points and head towards the top of the table.
Now, Russ, obviously we've got Caitlin Munoz in the studio. How badly do you think she's going to be missed?
You're always going to miss a player of Caitlin's quality in any team that you play. They covered for pretty well on the weekend with Sion in the middle of the park there. She played particularly well, as I mentioned before, feeding the strikers. And Caitlin was mentioning the pace that Cara and Sasha McDonald possess up front. But obviously, when you've got a player that's played the amount of times the Matildas as Caitlin has and has the quality that Caitlin has, she's going to be missed. And when she comes back, she'll add another addition to the squad, which is looking very strong at the moment.
Thanks for that, Russ. We're going to cross back to the studio now. And we'll see you this Sunday, where I believe you will be commentating from over at the ground. Thank you very much. And now we're back at the studio, and we thank Russ for that very interesting contribution over there, and we'll be playing a promo.
There's a minute to go at McKellar Stadium. Canberra United lead Sydney FC 1-0. Coach Robbie Hooker urges his player forward. Lydia Williams throws the ball to captain Ellie Brush. Hasn't she been good today? Brush plays a delightful ball to Chapman. The Matilda star drives to the line, across to the near post, and Caitlin Munoz volleys home. It's 2-0. Canberra United have the points. What a goal! What a game!
And you can catch Russ Gibbs and the team call all the Canberra United home games live and exclusive on 2XX 98.3 FM or streamed across the world. Go to www.nearpost.blogspot.com and follow the links.
So there you go. That was a preview of what's going to happen as soon as Caitlin comes back into the team. And thank you very much to young Eamon Salvin's daughter, Flanagan's daughter, for that lovely little piece there. So, Caitlin, you're part of the team, and so what kind of role will you be playing once you get back into the swing of things?
Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, you know, first I've got to work my way back into the team, get my fitness back up, and, you know, obviously try to be a role model, obviously, on the field and off the field for the girls. But, yeah, I just want to hopefully get it back into a starting spot and, yeah.
On the weekend, I saw both the strikers are very, very quick. They seemed to put through ball through for them and they'd run on, and eventually the goal, more or less, was created in that kind of fashion with a little help from the Queensland goalkeeper. So what kind of striker are you? Do you have that same kind of pace, or are you more one that they look to Viduka style, hold it up and lay it off to the quick ones?
I don't think I have the pace that those girls have. I'm not sure if many players do. But, I'm pretty much a different striker to them. I guess you could say the Viduka kind of style, but Hooks has been playing in midfield, so I don't know.
What about Ashley Sykes? Now, she's rated as very quick. Is she quicker than what we saw on the weekend? For messages we've only seen a lot of the players on the TV. She's rated very quick.
Her and her twin sister Nicole actually came to a Matilda's camp and did the 20-metre sprint with the Matilda squad, and they got the fastest time out of every player.
So faster than Divana?
They did get faster than Divana, yes.
So that's going to be, I mean, I don't know if she's going to be back in time for the game on Sunday, but when she gets to play, that's going to give viewers and fans something extra special, isn't it?
Put a couple of three balls for her in the last 10 minutes when the defence is exhausted, and she'll.
And the thing about it is, they haven't been playing at this level very long. So they're developing as players, and you'd expect to see a lot of improvement in those the two girls from Dubai.
No, they will. Yeah, I mean, they've obviously come to a couple of Matildas camps and now Young Matildas camps, and I mean, from when we first saw them, they've improved, you know, out of sight. So
I was impressed, Caitlin, with some of the young players on the weekend. Rebecca Keating, I thought, did really well. Nicole Sykes. But across the park, you know, Sian Macheski and Grace Gill, I thought in the centre of midfield, really, really worked hard. I was really impressed with Sian Macheski from the OCT Premier League. Thought she really got in their faces, and it was a great performance.
No, she has. I mean, yeah, Bec Keating did really well. She's a solid defender. And, I mean, Sian's just, you know, she hasn't played at this level for maybe two and a bit years, and she's just come back really wanting it, and, you know, she's earned her spot there.
So it just shows that players from the OCT Premier League, if they want to get up to that level, there's a pathway now for them.
It definitely is, yeah.
And seeing some of the young players like Bec Keating coming through from the ACTAS, I mean, it's great, isn't it?
It is. It's very good, yep.
Lydia Millian's got a little bit of garbage from the crowd. Will you listen to that?
No, I read about that in the paper today. I mean, like, while we're watching the game down at the tradies, I mean, you could hear things being said, but had no idea what was actually being said. But, yeah, that's kind of the first I've heard of it. No one's really said anything more about it, so...
So, Caitlin, you got Central Coast Mariners this weekend, and we understand that you have a personal friend playing on the opposite side of the pitch. Is there going to be much of a grudge happening there?
No, Lisa Hartley, she used to actually play for the Clips the year we won it, back in, I think it was 2001 maybe. But
that was under Clive McKellar?
It was, yeah, under Clive.
That was my trivia.
But I haven't seen Lisa for a while now, so it's just going to be good to see her and, you know, catch up after the game. And, you know, hopefully we don't put too many passes and she's not too upset. But it's going to be good.
Not going to stand behind the goals and tell her what a good job she's doing?
I could do that, yeah, maybe.
Maybe throw some coins? No, obviously not.
We don't advocate that on here. And so looking ahead to the Central Coast Mariners game, what do you think of some of the other teams? I noticed Melbourne Victory are very good. They beat the Central Coast, so... what do you think of that?
I mean, I haven't really seen too much of the other teams, just, you know, what we've seen on ABC. But, I mean, Central Coast, you know, they're going to be hard. They've got a lot of young, talented players. And, I mean, Melbourne, you know, they're a couple of, you know, unknown players, which is what we have to kind of be wary of.
Well, that's going to about wrap it up tonight. I'm afraid we've run out of time. So thank you very much, Caitlin, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Tim. You've done a fantastic job hosting.
Yeah, no problem.
And as always, thank you to Capital Football for doing a fantastic job in supporting the team and helping us bring you the local news. So until next week, guys, thank you very much. And listen out for this Sunday at 3 o'clock when we'll be coming across live from the new Far Post show. And after that, the Canberra United's game against the Central Coast, which we'll be doing live on this station. So thank you very much, guys. We'll see you then.
Near Post, get there first. The Near Post, get there first. Don't get there second, don't get there third. The Near Post, get there first. If it's for football news that you thirst. The Near Post, get there first.